The Gem City Sports Network presents Dayton Flyer Baseball. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Specialist Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the exciting play-by-play action of Dayton Flyer Baseball. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Doug Brown. And good afternoon, everybody, from Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium in Dayton, Ohio. We welcome you to Dayton Flyer Baseball. This afternoon, the Flyers take on the Fordham Rams in the season or the series finale, and it's also the rubber match. The Fordham Rams won the first game 12-2 on Friday, scoring a lot of runs in a short amount of time. They scored four runs in the ninth inning, and they just commanded. They just played better than Dayton that day. So, and then the Flyers came back yesterday and did the same thing to Fordham. They won 12-6 and scoring six times in the fifth inning, getting home runs from Mason Doby, Nolan Watson, and Paxton Tomaney. So the Flyers trying to add on to that win from yesterday and take the series 2-1. They'll be taking on Northern Kentucky, weather permitting, on Tuesday. So we'll have that game for you here on Radio1.GMCSports.com. We had a chance to talk to the head coach about yesterday's game and so forth, and we'll do that along with our player profile in Mike Adair. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to the Dayton Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here on the pregame show, we're here with head coach Jason King, and what a difference a day makes, huh?
Yeah, that's baseball. That's it seems to happen more frequently than you expect, but I liked how the guys bounced back yesterday.
Talk about the game yesterday.
Just a lot of good swings. Obviously, we got a lot better start on the mound. And then, when Peguero and Wisman are doing a majority of the pitching, I think we always feel pretty good about that.
So, yeah, you got two hits from Mendez, Doby, Padano, Yaman.
Yeah, everyone had a hit yesterday.
Yeah, and Arias. Is it Arias or Aries?
Arias.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
But, you know, those guys were hitting big time yesterday. They were getting clutch hits, and then then when you scored the six runs in the fifth inning, I thought, oh, that's over now.
Yeah, and we had other chances to score as well. But, that's a good lineup. Those guys know how to hit. They're good hitters. And when they're functioning on all cylinders, it looks very good.
Yeah, and they were functioning yesterday on all cylinders, mm-hmm. That's for sure. Talk about today's game. Who you got going, and what do you expect out of these guys?
We got Fennell going today, and he's done a very nice job for us all season. So we're excited to have him on the mound. And then, more of what we did yesterday as it relates to the offensive stuff, with maybe one or two more big swings to kind of just really, really put the game away. But in general, just more of what we did offensively.
I know you put – I've noticed you put Ivan Arias from the leadoff spot to the ninth spot. Is that because he's like an extra leadoff man down to the bottom?
I think your leadoff guy is kind of like your best leadoff guy, and then your ninth guy is the second best leadoff guy.
Okay.
You know, that's kind of how I like to do it if I can. And then obviously Keegan's been proven to be a pesky at bat, be able to get on base, and Ivan's proven the same. So I think in a lot of ways they're interchangeable. I think they could both hit one or nine, or maybe even two for both of them.
I saw that. I had a chance to talk to Paxton Tomaney's dad, Chris, Friday night or Friday after the game, and he comes in and hits a home run yesterday. I mean, that kid had a smile on his face that you could see all the way around the bases.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, these guys like to play, and, you know, for someone like him, I mean, he really likes to do well, and you know, he wants to help the team win in a big way, and I think when he does that, he feels like he's doing that, he is going to be happy, and you want guys to feel that way and as much as possible.
Okay. Well, Coach, good luck to you today, and we'll talk Tuesday.
Thanks so much.
Back after this, you're listening to the pregame show here on the Gem City Sports Network. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Today's player profile is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. Today we are talking to Mike Adair. Is it Adair or Adair?
Adair, yeah.
Adair. He's a senior from Fort Gibson, Oklahoma. He went to Seminole State. Is that the community college? Or?
Okay. Seminole State College, yep.
Okay, well, Mike, we're going to have some fun, okay?
All right.
Answer some of these questions. What is your major and how's that going?
It's mechanical engineering. It's going pretty good. It's a little tougher in season, but yeah, I'm getting through it. So
okay, you have a job waiting for you when you get out?
I do not, but I'm looking to go into oil. That's kind of what's around me in Oklahoma.
Okay.
So yeah, that's probably what I'll go into.
Want to go back to Oklahoma?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Oklahoma, Texas, somewhere around there.
Where's Fort Gibson in Oklahoma?
It's kind of northeast Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yep.
How old were you when you first started playing baseball?
I want to say I was 2 or 3 years old.
You guys are all starting out young.
Yeah.
No wonder you guys are so daggone good right now.
Yeah, my dad's a baseball coach, so as long as I can remember, I was up there with him just hitting the ball, throwing the ball. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Were you out on the field a lot, like over the summer, trying to find a game somewhere?
Not really. No, I mean, okay. I was just practicing, and then, I mean, we would play wiffle ball and stuff back home, so, yeah.
Any hobbies outside baseball?
I like to play cornhole.
Really?
Yeah, my dad plays pretty competitively, and, I enjoy playing cornhole, so it's a lot of fun.
Has he ever been on ESPN?
He has not, but a lot of people from our area have,
okay.
That we play against and stuff, so, yeah.
Is there a certain player that you watched growing up and wanted to be like?
David Ortiz.
Oh, yeah, Big Poppy,
Big Poppy. Yeah, he was number 34. That's kind of why I wear it, and I really enjoy watching him play.
Okay. If you had a chance to talk to a recruit, what is one thing that you would tell them about Dayton?
The one thing that I would tell them about Dayton is just how family-oriented it is. It's, like they say, community on campus and then community on the ball club. It's just it's unmatched. We really do a great job of just building community and hanging out and being around the guys. It's a lot of fun.
You know, I do a lot of this, a lot of these interviews and stuff like that. And when I ask that question, not only here at Dayton, but also at Central State, that mm-hmm. they say the same thing about family atmosphere.
Yeah.
And it is, really.
Yeah, it's awesome.
How do you balance your time between baseball and school?
Are you meaning like just like balancing the time or just like what I do outside?
Balance the time.
I try to make it about half and half, but sometimes it leans more baseball, sometimes it leans a little bit more school, just depending on kind of what the workload is at school, but I like doing a lot more baseball for sure.
I figure it's a lot more fun, right?
Yeah.
Now that you've been here a year, can you describe Coach, or you've been here for a couple of years, can you describe Coach K in one word?
Intense.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Intense, yeah. he brings it every day, but he's a lot of fun, too. So,
Do you have time to watch TV? Do you have a favorite TV show?
I'm not a big TV guy. I like watching a lot of podcasts. Yeah, I'm a big sports podcast guy. But
okay.
Yeah.
If you were invited to a TV show or a sitcom, which one would it be? If you were,
I'll go Seinfeld.
Really? Why?
Yeah, I really enjoy watching Seinfeld. I think it's pretty funny. I think Kramer's pretty hilarious. So,
what's your favorite video game?
Favorite video game's got to be Call of Duty.
Really?
Yeah, I played it all the time. Me and my dad play it together, so it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Is he in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he. Yeah, a lot of people say the show.
Yeah. I like sports games, but I don't know. I like playing sports. I don't really like playing them on the video game.
Okay. Now that you're an upperclassman, a senior, would you take an incoming freshman and take him under your wing and guide him through the first year of school?
Yeah. I mean, I try to take all these guys under my wing. Like, I try to teach them the ropes, you know what I'm saying, and really just teach them about the game, not necessarily, like, how to hit or whatever, but just little things about the game, how to process the game, you know. You get a lot of wisdom playing 4 years in college, just the ups and the downs. It takes a lot to be a good player, and just teaching these guys, because these guys got way more talent than I did, for sure, so just teaching them with all the talent that they have, kind of the mind behind it. So.
Have you taken a certain player?
Not one specifically, but I try to just get each guy, yeah.
Okay. After you graduate from Dayton, would you like to continue to play baseball elsewhere?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the goal for sure.
Go to the show maybe?
Yeah.
Play for Boston, wear 34?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't know if I'll be able to wear 34. They might retire that one, but.
Do you have a favorite team?
Boston, yeah. Okay. The Red Sox, yeah.
At least you didn't say the Pinstripes. who was the player that you watched most growing up? Was that Poppy?
Probably Poppy. Okay. I watched a little bit of Bryce Harper, too. I like the way he played the game, especially early on. Just plays super hard. So.
Okay. Now, after you graduate, after you get out of college and so forth, if someone were to give you $1 million after you finish school, mm-hmm. what would be the first thing you would do with it?
So the first thing I would do is I would tithe. I'd give the first 10% back to God. But then after that, I would probably pay off my parents' debt. Yeah, they've done a lot for me. So just giving back to them and maybe pay off the house or something, that would probably be what I'd do.
Do you have a favorite sports moment that has happened to you?
Favorite sports moment, man. there's so many. Probably going back-to-back-to-back with Marcos and Eddie last year was pretty cool. Yeah, that was pretty cool. It gave us the lead. We were down two, and then ended up giving us the lead, I think. So that was really cool.
That was fun to watch and fun to call.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I know when Marcos hit a couple of balls, I just said, you know, like here, I just said, gone. That was it. There was no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And the one yesterday, that was a no-doubter, too.
Waddy's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was just a no-doubter.
Yeah.
I mean, boom, gone.
Yep.
If you were given a chance to play another sport, what sport would it be?
If the one that I would probably be best at is football, but I would probably play basketball. That's what I enjoy. Yeah.
Did you play football and basketball in high school?
I did not. I didn't play. I just played baseball in high school. I swam a little bit, but just played baseball. But I think I would be a pretty good football player. I just never really played. Baseball was always my passion. So.
How old were you when you decided what you wanted to do in life?
Pretty young. I knew I wanted to be something kind of structural. I started out wanting to be kind of like an architect or something like that, but then always wanted to be a baseball player, professional baseball player, and then always kind of wanted to be like an engineer type person. So, yeah.
Okay, do you look at like buildings when you go past, like say here in Dayton or buildings from the past compared to the buildings of the future?
Yeah, I used to. I've changed my major to mechanical now. That's a little more like civil or structural, but changed to mechanical. So yeah, I've always liked problem solving and looking at different things and how they work. So
who's been the most influential person in your life?
Definitely my dad. I mean, okay. Just being around him all the time. He taught me about baseball. He taught me about life. I mean, he taught me the most about Jesus and being Easter. It's pretty pretty awesome because, I mean, Jesus died on the cross for our sins. So just getting that influence from him and kind of him teaching me about life has just been awesome. Yeah.
What does he do?
My dad? He's a coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I was telling you about being a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you were a coach, like a manager of a team, and you had a chance to pick your starting 9 or 10 players, who would they be?
So I'm in the major leagues?
Yeah, it could be major league. It could be anybody, really.
Okay. So a manager I am taking in
Big Poppy at first.
No, he'll DH. He'll DH. not great over there at first. I'll probably go Big Poppy. At first, I'll go Freddie Freeman. And is this all time?
All time.
All time. I'll go. I know he's on the roids, but I gotta go with Barry Bonds over and left. I'll go Mike Trout in center.
Okay.
I'll go Juan Soto in right. I love Soto too. Right. He's kind of my new guy that I like watching. At short, I'll go Jeter at short.
Okay.
Second, let's go. Second. I'll come back to second. Third, give me a new guy. Give me Arenado. I love Arenado. Catching, give me Johnny Bench, Oklahoma guy.
Yeah.
And then, second base. Oof. I'll come back to second again. I'll go pitcher. Give me Randy Johnson on the bump.
Yeah.
I don't want to go left on left versus him. And then
you might get plunked.
Yeah, I know. I'll go Mariano Rivera to close it out, and then I'll go second base. I'll go, man, who's a good historic second baseman? And I'll go Ozzie Albies just because I can't think of anybody.
Okay.
But Albies has had a couple good years at second, so I'll go Albies.
I usually say this off air,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to say it on air.
Mm-hmm.
The first baseman would be Lou Gehrig.
Okay.
Second base would be Joe Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Shortstop, Ozzie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Third base, Pete Rose.
Okay.
Outfield and right field would be Stan Musial.
Okay.
Or Babe Ruth, one of the two. Center field would be probably Bo Jackson. Left field, George Foster.
Wow.
Catcher, Johnny Bench on the mound. Sandy Koufax, left-hander out of the Dodgers.
Okay.
DH. That would be hard because, you know, it wasn't with the National League having the just the DH just for a few years, it'd be kind of hard.
Right.
But, you know, I'd probably say Cesar Geronimo, center fielder.
Really?
Center fielder, yeah. So, yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't go Willie Mays in center.
Well, no. Well, yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Hank Aaron, a DH.
Yeah, Hank Aaron, a DH is probably.
And he didn't like to be called Hank.
Really?
He wanted to be Hulk. I heard this on some kind of a sportscast that he did not want to be called Hank.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't talk to you if you said Hank. Just move on and say Henry.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how I went.
Wow.
So, Mike, thanks for coming on. Good luck today. And say something to your mom and dad.
Hey, yeah. Mom and Dad. Love you guys.
We'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the pregame show right here on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, Our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. And back here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, we're getting set for action as the Fordham Rams will take on the Dayton Flyers. Here's the starting lineup for the visiting Fordham Rams. They come in with a record of 1-1 in the A-10. 9-17 overall. Leading off and playing third base will be Daniel Bucciro. Batting second in center field will be Ryan Teasy. Batting third in right field will be Andrew Canellis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Steve Lutezi. Batting fifth, the catcher, Tommy McAndrews. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Kian Saylor. Batting seventh, the DH, T.J. Walker. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Nico Boza. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Chris Gennaro. Once again for the Rams, it's Bucciro in at third, T.J. in center, Canellis in right. Lutezi at first, McAndrews behind the plate, Saylor in left. Walker behind the DH, Boza at second, and Gennaro at short. And on the mound for the Rams will be Aiden Dowd. Comes in, making his sixth start and seventh appearance. He's got a 1-1 record, and he's pitched 14 and a third innings, given up seven hits, four runs, one earned, walked nine, struck out 22. He's got a 0.63 ERA. Now the starting lineup for the Dayton Flyers, who come into this game with a record of 1-1 in the A-10, 16-11 overall. Leading off and playing left field will be Keegan Calero. Batting second at second base, David Mendez. Batting third at third base, Mason Dobie. Batting fourth, the center fielder, David Pedano. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Eddie Yaman IV. Batting sixth, the catcher, Nolan Watson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Paxton Tomaney. Batting eighth, the DH, Ryan McDougal. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Ivan Arias. Once again for the Flyers, Calero in left, Mendez at second, Dobie at third. Pedano in center, Yaman at first, Watson behind the plate. The bottom three go like this, Tomaney in right, McDougal at the DH, and Arias at shortstop. On the mound for the Flyers today is Connor Fennell, making his fifth start, his sixth appearance. He's pitched 2-1 on the year. He's had 21 hits, or he's given up 21 hits, 14 runs, 13 earned, 5 walks, 25 strikeouts, and has a 4.62 ERA. So there you have the starters, as the Flyers will be wearing their white jerseys with red tops. White pants with red tops and white letters. The Fordham Rams are in their gray jerseys with maroon numbers and letters. The umpires for today, Michael Rash behind the plate, Tony Turk at first, and Dorsey Hager at third base. Dimensions here at the stadium, 330 down the lines, 375 to the alleys and right and left center field, 400 to dead center field. I want to wish everybody a happy Easter on this Sunday afternoon, or Sunday, here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. The wind blowing kind of in today, and yes, the last couple of days it was blowing out, and boy, were we having some fun calling some home runs. So the forecast is okay. It's mostly cloudy with a high going to be close to 65. Light and variable winds becoming southeast at 5 miles an hour. Then tonight, showers are kind of come in. And so we're going to see what happens come Tuesday. We're supposed to be here as the Flyers take on the Northern Kentucky Norse on Tuesday at 3 o'clock. So. But anyway, it is partly cloudy, kind of like a hazy sun. And so should be a good ball game today. It was high scoring the last two games, so we'll see what happens today. They're introducing the starters for the Flyers as they take the field. So Connor Furnell will get the ball here in the final game of this three-game series. It's a rubber match between the two schools.
And batting ninth, and playing shortstop from Boston, Massachusetts. Number five,
the Flyers are Rams winning the first one, 12-1, 12-2, and winning yesterday, 12-6. And balls were flying out of here. Three home runs yesterday for the Flyers. So now, time for our national anthem. You know, we live in a country with freedoms like no others. Now our national anthem from AES Ohio Stadium. National anthem here at the ballpark. Corner of Edwin C. Moses, a nice 75. Get set for action as the Flyers take on the Fordham Rams. Next week at this time, the guys will be in Olean, New York, taking on the St. Bonaventure Bonnies. Scores from yesterday, St. Joseph's defeated Davidson 15-8. VCU over UMass 7-1. Richmond defeated George Mason in a high-scoring affair 17-16. GW over St. Bonaventure 6-3. And St. Louis over Rhode Island 7-3. Today's game, besides this one here, St. Bonaventure is at George Washington and George Mason is at Richmond. Well, thank Mike and Derek for coming on and doing our player profile. Did a great job. Want to give a shout out to his mom and dad, Mike and Tammy Brown, and also his grandmother, Beverly Adair Shipla. So, Thanks for tuning in here to the Gem City Sports Network. We enjoy doing the games. That's why, you know, we do them. And we have done in the past schools and organizations. That's our motto. We do schools and organizations that don't get a lot of loving in the Dayton media. And the Flyers baseball is one of them. We do Central State and a lot of local high schools. And we even do adult baseball stuff. So here we go. Defensively for the Flyers, it goes like this. Watson behind the plate. Yaman at first, Mendez at second, Arias at short, Dobie at third. Calero in left, Padano at center, Tomani at right. Once again, Watson behind the plate, and Fennell on the mound for the Dayton Flyers. So here we go. Leading it off is Daniel Buchero. Takes first pitch, fouls it back. 0-1. Buchero batting .257 with a home run. 13 runs batted in. He's got 8 doubles and a triple to his name. Along with those 26 hits. Here's the pitch. Pop up right side. Yaman coming over and runs out of room. His ball hits in the dugout. No balls, 2 strikes to leadoff hitter Daniel Buchero. On deck will be Ryan Teasy. Third game of a 4-game homestand for the Flyers. Next pitch is a fastball high and inside. Ball one. 1-2 to count. To the leadoff hitter, Daniel Buchero. Here's a pop-up. Calling for it is Yaman. And stays in fair territory. There's one down. They bring up Ryan Teasy. Teasy batting .354 with no home runs and 8 runs batted in. 5 doubles and a triple.
Center fielder number 1, Ryan Teasy.
Once again, the dimensions here at the ballpark. 330 down the lines, 375 to the alleys and right center, right and left center field, 400 to dead center. First pitch to Teasy is a fastball right down the middle of the plate. Strike one. The ball's in the strike. Fennell rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Strike two. The ball's 2 strikes. Fennell has 25 strikeouts on the campaign so far. There's the windup and the pitch by Fennell. High and inside for a ball. The ball and 2 strikes to count to Ryan Teasy, the center fielder today for. There's a pop-up right side. That's going to get out of play. A ball and 2 strikes to count. Fennell rocks and fires. Up high for ball 2. 2-2 the count. Talking to one of the guys from Fordham. They've been given a break. They don't have to drive 13 hours from the from here to home. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And that'll bring up Andrew Canellis, the right fielder. Canellis batting .302 with 3 home runs and 17 runs batted in. So here comes Canellis to the plate, batting right-handed. There's a windup and a pitch by Fennell. Foul back. Thank goodness for the screen, or I would have been eating that ball. Own one the count. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike 2. Oh and 2 the count. Here's the pitch. Up high. That's been the way things have been going. He gets the first 2 strikes, then a ball. So ball and 2 strikes to Canellis. Lutezi on deck. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and they go down 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of a half inning, Fordham nothing, Flyers coming up. You're listening to the Dayton Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. We do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, we get set for the bottom half of the first inning. It'll be Keegan Calero, David Mendez, and Mason Doby do it for the Flyers here in the bottom of the first inning. Aiden Dowd on the mound for the Fordham Rams. He is a freshman, 6'1", from Fairfield, Connecticut. He will face Keegan Calero. Lead it off. Defensively for the Rams, it goes like this. Lutezi at first, Boza at second, Gennaro at short, Butchero at third. Saylor in left, Teasy in center, Canellis in right, McAndrews behind the plate, Dowd on the mound for Fordham. I hope you enjoyed today's game here on the Gem City Sports Network. We love bringing you these games to you. And we especially do this for the parents, because they can't make it to the games, and at least we can bring it to you from home. So leading it off will be Keegan Calero. He's playing in his third game here at Dayton for this year. Came off the injured list, batting 167. No home runs, no runs batted in. Does have one hit, 1-for-6 on the year. Here's Dowd going from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. Keegan yesterday was 1-for-6. Here's a stretch by Dowd, and he fires up high for ball one. One ball, one strike the count. Sun coming out now. Looks like it's going to be a pretty good day here at Warner Field. Here's a stretch by Dowd. And the 1-1 pitch to Calero. Inside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Tuesday, we will be back here. Weather permitting. They say it's supposed to rain most of the day, so we don't know if we'll have a game or not. Here's a stretch and a 2-1 pitch. Check swing did not go. Ball's high and inside for ball three. 3-1. Outfield straight away for Calero. David Mendez on deck. Calero standing back in as Dowd sets and fires. Pop up right side, that's going to get out of play. Count goes 3-2 to Keegan. Calero, Mendez, Doby. Do up here in this bottom of the first inning. Fennell got him out 1-2-3. There's a stretch by Dowd. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Long wait. And that hits him. So Calero is on. Took a look out towards the... took a look out there, Dowd, for a brief second. That'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez batting .407 with three homers and 24 runs batted in. He's got four doubles and two triples. Leads the team in hitting. 617 slugging percentage. Here's the pitch. High and goes behind the head of Mendez, and going down to second base is Keegan Calero on the wild pitch. No balls, or one ball and no strikes to count to Mendez with Dobie on deck. Dow trying to compose himself. There's a stretch. He'll check the runner back at second base. And fires. This is inside for a ball. 2-0 the count. He's only thrown a couple of strikes, and that's it. Two balls, no strikes to count. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball three. 3-0 the count. Mendez standing back in, getting the sign. As Dow gets the sign. Time called. They forgot to reset the clock. Here in college, it's 20 seconds for when the man is on. Here's the pitch. And that hits him. So two batters, two hits batsmen, and that'll bring up Mason Dobie. Mason batting .288 with five homers and 23 runs batted in. One of those homers came yesterday afternoon. Coach coming out to settle down Aiden Down, freshman. I think he would be kind of nervous being on the road. I was talking to one of the players from Fordham, and they said, "Yeah, we flew down." I said, "Oh, you got lucky." They got very lucky. About a 13-hour bus trip. I said, "How close are you to Yankee Stadium?" And I hate saying that name, but they said 3.4 miles. So it's not that far. And he said that's one of the recruiting tools. And he is a fellow Guardians fan, too. Even though he's in New York, he's a Guardians fan. And I am proud to say that I am, too. And we are 3-0 on the year. So here we go as Dobie will stand in, batting left-handed. Here's the pitch by Dowd, outside for a ball. McAndrews thought it went past him, but it got stuck in his glove. Ball and no strikes to Mason Dobie. As you can hear the Flyers hooping and hollering down there in the first base dugout. There's a stretch by Dowd. And it delivers in there for called strike one. 1-1 to count. We'll say hi to all the parents of the players and coaches listening in today. Pitches high and outside for a ball. 2-1 to count. Wish everybody a happy Easter. A lot of the A-10 decided to go Thursday, Friday, Saturday so they could have Easter Sunday off. Next pitch is high and outside for ball three. 3-1. Nobody out here in the bottom half of the first inning. Flyers threatening with Calero at second, Mendez at first. Both of them got getting plunked. Three balls, one strike. Here's the stretch and the pitch. In there for called strike two. Things are going to start to heat up down there in the Fordham bullpen. Dowd looking back at second base. He rocks and fires. Down low, ball four. So the bases are now loaded. So Calero goes to third, Mendez to second, Dobie to first, and that'll bring up David Pedano. David batting .310 with a home run, 13 runs batted in, and four doubles and three triples. He leads the team in that, the three triples. And I would imagine he is up on the league list, too, for triples, not at the top. So David standing in, playing center field. Here's the pitch. And if a called strike one. The ball's in the strike two. David Pedano. Tall, lanky right-hander from Massachusetts. Here's his time called. As the clock was running down, he calls time. Pedano from Worcester, Mass. Catcher going up to make sure the pitch counts are okay. And the umpire is right there, too. So Pedano from Worcester, Mass. Will step back in. Pitch is high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Flyers threatening here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, well hit out towards right, going over is the right fielder, and runs out of room. One hops the building out there, the clubhouse. I'd be getting a little nervous as if the if I saw that thing coming up on me, too. Ball got out of the bullpen down on the left side. Pitches a ball, 2-2 the count. Dowd sets and delivers. Up high, ball three. So, not having control today is Dowd. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Grounder to the shortstop. He's going to step on second for one over to first, double play, but a run scores. So, goes. Dobie's out at second. And Pedano's out 6-3. But Keegan Calero comes in to score. Mendez goes to third. And the Flyers lead at 1-0. They bring up Eddie Yaman the fourth. Eddie batting .293 with six home runs, 28 runs batted in. He's got four doubles to his name. 1-0 is our score. They have yet to get a hit. Runner at third base. Here's the pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards center field. Going back as a center fielder in Teasy. And underneath it has it. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number One. You get a run on no hits. There are no errors and a runner left. And at the end of one inning of play, it's the Flyers 1 and the Rams nothing. Back after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. The Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Yeah, back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, we welcome you back to Flyer Baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network. We move to the bottom half of the first inning. Fordham will send up Steve Lutasi, Tommy McAndrews, and Kian Saylor. Connor Fennell, sat them down 1-2-3 in that first inning. A couple of strikeouts and a flyout. Connor is a freshman from Londonderry, New Hampshire. 6'2", 185. So leading it off will be Steve Lutasi. Lutasi belted his fourth home run yesterday. Here's the pitch. This is for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Lutasi batting 177 with four home runs, 10 runs batted in. He also has six doubles. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike to the leadoff hitter here in inning number two. It was very cloudy this morning when I came in here. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip of the plate. Caught by Watson. 1-2 the count. Pop up right or left side and out of room is Dobie. Just misses outside for a ball. They swung at it. So Lutasi will step back in. Here's the windup and the pitch. Up high for ball three. 3-2 the count. Lutasi, a grad student from Franklin, Massachusetts. And pop up back out of play. Count stays 3-2. A lot of kids, well, there's several, a couple of kids from California on this team. One from Hawaii that pitched yesterday. Ball four. So Fennell loses Lutasi, puts the runner on at first, and that'll bring up Tommy McAndrews. McAndrews batting 200 with two home runs and nine runs batted in. Four doubles on his name, up to the name. And he belted a home run in the first game on Saturday. So now sets, checks the runner over first base, going from the stretch for the first time today. With the runner on, here's a pitch outside. Nice scoop by Watson. He bobbled it, but nobody was going anywhere. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Kian Saylor on deck. Kian Time called. Time called on the batter. One strike on him. He did not engage in time. Here's the pitch. Pop up, back out of play. One ball, two strikes to count to Tommy McAndrews. There's a stretch. Fennell delivers the 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Did not go around. Two balls and two strikes. They did check down at first base. The umpire down there at first, Tony Turk, said did not go. So two balls and two strikes. Fennell sets, looks over at first base with Tasey getting a good lead over there. Here's the pitch. Pop up, back out of play. Count stays 2-2. Outfield straight away. Wind blowing out towards left right now. There's a stretch by Fennell. Delivers a 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. Got the outside corner, and McAndrews is looking at back at the umpire saying, okay.
The left fielder, number seven, Keaton Saylor.
That'll bring up Keaton Saylor, the left fielder. Saylor batting 258 with a home run, 11 runs batted in. He's got one double. Crowd all kind of bundled up today in coats and sweatshirts, unlike the last 2 days, which has been very warm. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. On one to Saylor, the left fielder. TJ Walker on deck. Saylor stepping back in, batting left-handed. Saylor from Olney, Maryland. Here's the pitch. Fly ball heading out towards left. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Take a strange hop. That's going to be the first hit of the game for either team. So Saylor's on it first. Lutezi goes to second and holds there. That'll bring up TJ Walker. Walker batting 225 with no home runs and 6 runs batted in. Walker out of Wading River, New York. Takes first pitch for a ball. One ball and no strikes. We'll say hello to the people listening in that are fans of the Fordham Rams. Here's the pitch by Fennell. Swing and a miss, strike one. One ball, one strike, one down. Runners at second or first and second with one down. Dayton hoping for a double play. Pitcher's best friend. Fennell looks back at second, now fires. Swing and a miss, strike two. A ball and two strike or a ball and two strikes with one down here in the second. Flyers lead at 1-0. There's a stretch by Fennell. He's looking back at the runner, Lutezi, at second base. And fires outside in the dirt. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, one down. Nico Boza on deck. Here's the pitch. Foul ball, back out of play. Count stays 2-2. Shout out to the women's softball team here. Took two from Loyola Chicago yesterday. Two balls, two strikes, one down here in the bottom of the second, or top of the second. Here's a pitch and a ground ball up the middle. Right there it goes to Mendez. Mendez steps on second, not in time over to first base. So Walker's going to be credited with the fielder's choice. That'll bring up Nico Boza. Boza batting 302 with three home runs, 11 runs batted in, a couple of doubles. Boza, a senior from Weston, Florida. Batting right-handed for the first time here this afternoon. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Boza was 2-for-3 yesterday. Two for seven on the series. Here's the 1-0-1 pitch. Swing and a hefty cut by Boza. No balls and two strikes to Nico Boza. Stands back in as Fennell looking at his wrist, getting the sign from the dugout. Now he sets and looks over third. And delivers up high. And runner goes at second in Walker, and he's in there with the stolen base. It was a delayed steal. Walker is now 3-for-4 on the year from stolen base category. There's a stretch and a 1-2 pitch coming plateward. Swing and a miss, strike three. And the Rams go down without scoring it, without getting anything. So no runs on a hit. There was no errors. Two runners left. At the end of inning and a half, it's the Flyers 1 and the Rams nothing. Back after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Coming up on April the 23rd at Day Air Ballpark, the Flyers will take on the Eastern Kentucky Colonels. First pitch is 7 o'clock, gates open at 6. And you can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com or call the Dragons office at 937-228-2287. Tickets are $5 for children, 14 and under, and $10 for adults. Students from the University of Dayton will be admitted free of charge. Luxury seats are also available for $300 and seating for 20. In the last couple of years, they have sold those out. So get them now. Get them early. Catch the Flyers down at Day Air Ballpark on the April 23rd. And the RTA Flyer will be utilized on that evening of the game to provide free shuttle service between the campus and Day Air Ballpark. So Nolan Watson will lead it off here in the second inning, batting 236 with two home runs and 10 runs batted in. One of those home runs came yesterday. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. It'll be Watson, Tomaney, and McDougal due up here in this second inning. Here's a pitch. In there for called strike one. Or make it strike two. The ball's two strikes to count. The leadoff hitter, Nolan Watson, here in the second. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul. Count stays no balls, two strikes to count to Nolan Watson. Dowd getting the sign. Now he stretches and delivers. And a ground ball base hit into left field for Nolan Watson. So he gets the first hit of the game for the Flyers, and it goes out to left field, and that'll bring up Paxton Tomaney. Paxton batting 235 with two home runs, 13 runs batted in. He's got three doubles. Also, Paxton, a switch hitter, batting left against the right-hand pitching Dowd. Here's the pitch. And if a called strike one. Dowd's kind of settled down here. He was kind of wild in that first game, first inning. No balls, one strike to Paxton. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Dad in town from Tallahassee, Florida. Got to see his son's second home run of the game of the year. Here's the 0-2 pitch. He throws over to first. For you parents that are coming into town, please make sure that you come up. Just come up and say hi to us. Love to have you. Yeah, just love to see who's listening to us here on the Gem City Sports Network if you can't make it to the games. Pitch high, and Watson goes, and he has stolen second base. That will be Watson's fourth stolen base in five attempts. So one ball, two strikes to count to Paxton Tomaney with Ryan McDougal on deck. Coming in at second base is Boza. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And there's one down. That'll bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal has played sparingly in this series. Batting 260 with five home runs and 19 runs batted in. He also has four doubles. McDougal standing in, takes first pitch in there for a called strike one. Ivan Arias is on deck. No balls, one strike to McDougal out of Taunton, Massachusetts. Going to throw back, almost threw it over the shortstop's head. So Dowd will get the sign from the dugout. Look back at second. Gennaro was flying back in behind of Watson. Next pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One down here in the bottom of the second inning. Flyers leading at 1-0. Dowd looking back at second. Now he takes another quick look back and fires. Pop up left side. In foul territory. And it's going to fall into the Fordham bullpen area. Almost close to the bench down there. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Had a real good crowd here on Friday. Not too good, you know. It was smaller yesterday and probably even smaller today. Ivan Arias on deck. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0. Runner at second base. Nolan Watson. Next pitch is high for ball two to Ryan McDougal. I want to thank Mike Adair for coming on and being our player profile. Did a great job. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Second strikeout for Dowd. And that'll bring up Ivan Arias. Ivan batting 260 with a home run. 13 runs batted in. He's got four doubles and two triples to his name also. So Arias batting right-handed from Boston, Mass. came to us from Vanderbilt. Pitches inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. The count to Ivan. Top of the order on deck and Keegan Calero. Dowd hit his first two hitters that he faced in Calero and Mendez, and Calero ended up scoring. Here's a pitch and a ground ball to the shortstop. Gennaro picking up, firing over to first, got him, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number two. They get no runs on a hit, no errors, a runner left, and at the end of two complete here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, the Flyers lead it 1-0. Back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network. Sports for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network. To the top half of the third inning we go. As the Flyers lead at 1-0. They got their run in the first inning. Leading it off for the Rams will be Chris Gennaro. Gennaro, the shortstop, coming in batting 286 with a home run, 13 runs batted. Chris, a senior from Greenwich, Connecticut.
Number five, Chris Gennaro.
So Gennaro leading it off. It'll be Gennaro Bucciro. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Gennaro, Bucciro, and Teasy do up for the visiting Rams here in this third inning. Here's the pitch. Pop up in the infield, or coming back this way. And almost hit. It's in the second row. It's one of those tweeners. You don't know if it's going to hit you or not. Here's a windup and a pitch by Fennell. Pitch is high and inside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. 51 degrees game time temperature. With the wind blowing out of the northeast at 6. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. Count stays one ball, two strikes. Each team has stranded two runners. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul down the left field line. Didn't miss by much, going past third base. One nothing is our score. Flyers leading it, getting their run in the bottom of the first inning. With a windup by Fennell and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Another strikeout for Connor. Five strikeouts for Fennell.
The third baseman, number 28, Daniel Bucciro.
So Daniel Bucciro will step up. He flied out to the shortstop, or the first baseman in Eddie Yaman. So one down here in the third. Here's the pitch. A fly ball hitting out towards Padano. Padano coming in and has to make a sliding catch. And they call him out. He's kind of hesitated there for a second, and then he took off and had to make a sliding catch.
Ryan Teasy.
For the second out, Ryan Teasy will step to the plate. He was the first strikeout victim for Connor Fennell. There's a windup by Fennell. Teasy squares around to Bunt, and it's called strike one. So now getting the sign from his catcher. Here's the pitch. Fly ball will hit out towards left, and that is going to go foul. And into the football field. Practice field. The ball's two strikes to count to Ryan Teasy. Here in inning number two, or three. Here's the windup and the 0-2 pitch. Called strike three. And the Rams go down 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of 2.5, Flyers 1, Rams nothing. Back after this.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
To the bottom half of the third inning we go. The Flyers leading at 1-0. It'll be the top of the order in Keegan Calero, David Mendez, and Mason Doby. Stepping in for the Flyers as Dowd finishes up his warm-ups. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had some pretty bad tornadoes up north of us, and Logan County got hit pretty good. Indian Lake, most notable, because I say that because that is a resort town. And it used to have a amusement park up there, and they don't anymore. But the lake was beautiful. It was fun to run around on boats and stuff like that. So here's a pitch, nice bunt down the third base side, but foul. But tornado a couple of weeks ago, an EF3 tornado tore apart Lakeview, Russell's Point, and Orchard Island. Orchard Island was almost it was to the point where nobody could get on or off the island. It was that damaged. I used to live on Orchard Island on Auditorium Street, and I hope, you know, it was great to go up there and stay. Pitch was out up high for ball one. One ball, one strike. If you would like to donate to help the recovery efforts, send your money to the Logan County United Way. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. As a matter of fact, we're going to get a chance to go up there first week of the high school football season as the Indian Lake Lakers will take on Anna in the first game of the 2024 football season. Get the chance. Here's a foul back. I'm going to go see if I can go past the old house and see if it's still there. Because it was only about maybe a block, maybe, if that, from the lake itself. Two balls and two strikes with nobody out here in the bottom half of the third inning. Keegan Calero stepping in, leading off this inning. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. This is low for ball three, 3-2. Yeah, I say that because, and here's another fact about Indian Lake. Remember the song Indian Lake by the Cowsills? That's where they had it. That's what it's all about up there. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, well hit out towards right, left, going back. Left fielder going back on the warning track and has it. So Keegan Calero gives the ball a ride, and Saylor went back and was about maybe a foot from the wall. That'll bring up David Mendez, who was hit by a pitch his first time up. Calero was also hit by a pitch, but he scored the first run of the game, the only run of the game. So Mendez will stand in with one down here in the third. Wind kind of blowing from right to left now. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one. Breaking pitch got over for Mendez. Mason Dobie on deck. If the wind was blowing like it was yesterday, that ball would have probably been on the 50-yard line. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. Butchero over to first, got him. And that'll bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie walked his first time up.
Third baseman.
And was forced out at second on the ground out by Padano. So Mason will stand in, batting left-handed. Dobie from Meaford, Ontario, Canada. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, left side. Staying in the park, it looks like, and going over to Saylor. He's got it. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number three. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of three complete here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, the Flyers won. And the Fordham Rams, nothing.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
To the top half of the fourth inning we go. It will be 3-4 and 5 for the Rams. It'll be Canellis, Lutezi, and McAndrews due up for Fordham here in the fourth inning. No runs ahead, no errors for the Rams. A run ahead, no errors for the Flyers. Here's we go to the fourth inning. And I'm not going to say it. Tom did it yesterday, and it jinxed us. Pitches high for a ball. One ball, no strikes by Connor Fennell. Jinxed us yesterday when he said it. I ain't going to say it here. Maybe later in about the eighth or ninth inning. Pitches in there for a called strike. Fastball. One ball, one strike to count to the leadoff hitter, Andrew Canellis. Canellis struck out his first time up. There's the windup and a pitch by Fennell. Breaking pitch hits the dirt for ball two. Two balls and a strike. There's the windup and the 2-1 pitch. Pop up, back out of play. Count goes to two balls, two strikes. After that last foul ball, everybody was turning around to make sure that ball was not going to hit them. Canelo standing back in. Here's the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Foul back. Two balls and two strikes with nobody out here in inning number four. Glad you can join us on this Easter Sunday on Gem City Sports Network. Strike three. So another strikeout. Strikeout number seven.
Number 40, Steve Lutazzi.
So that'll bring up Steve Lutazzi, who walked and was stranded at second base in the second inning. So seven strikeouts for Connor Fennell. Here's the windup by Fennell. A difficult strike one. Here's the pitch. This is for a ball. Fennell's gone 3 1/3, giving up just one hit. Walked one, struck out seven. Foul back out of play. A ball and two strikes with one down here in the top half of the fourth inning. Flyers got their run in the bottom half of the first inning. Pitch outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. There's a windup by Fennell. And the 2-2 pitch. Pop up, coming back this way. Watson's going to run out of room. And that hit something. I don't know what it hit, but don't. It almost hit somebody in the first row. Two balls and two strikes to count. Fly ball. Well, hit out towards right. If it's fair, it's now it's going to stay in the park until Maney has it. That looked like it was gone. Lutazzi hit a home run yesterday. That'll bring up Tommy McAndrews, who struck out looking his first time up. There's a windup by Fennell, and he delivers. Swing and a miss, strike one. You okay with that? One ball, one strike to count. There's a windup and a pitch by Fennell. Swing and a miss, strike two. Ball and two strikes. We got the windows closed here, but I think we're going to open them up. Ground ball, third base side. Dobie picks it up, fires over to Yaman on a one hopper. Got it. That's going to do it for the Rams. They go down 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of 3.5, it's the Flyers 1 and the Rams nothing. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to the Dayton Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
To the bottom half of the fourth inning we go. Dayton leading at 1-0 and coming to the plate. For the homestanding Flyers, it will be David Pedano, Eddie Yaman, and Nolan Watson doing it for the Flyers here in inning number four. One run, one hit, no errors for the Flyers, no runs a hit, and no errors for Fordham. Big difference from the last two games. So Dowd going from the stretch. He has settled down since that first inning. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Pedano grounded into a double play his first time up. Grounded to short. Ginello stepped on the bag and threw over to Lattese for the double play. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. The ball, two strikes to count. To David Pedano. There's a stretch by Dowd. Delivers the 0-2 pitch and a fly ball out towards right, but that's going to go foul. Count says no balls, two strikes to David Pedano with Eddie Yaman the fourth on deck. I have fun talking to these kids and giving them questions, and it's fun to hear their answers and what they're going to be doing in life. No balls and two strikes. Here's a pitch. Up high and inside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Just an hour old. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. One hit for each team. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Pedano out on strikes. That is the third strikeout of the game for Dowd, and that'll bring up Eddie Yaman. Yaman fly to center his first time up. Nolan Watson on deck. Here's the pitch by Dowd. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. Nolan Watson on deck. Here's the stretch by Dowd. And the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. In that first inning, Calero was hit by a pitch, Mendez was hit by a pitch, and Doby walked the first three guys that were up. And Pedano grounded out into the double play, and Yaman flied out. And since then, he's settled down. Dowd has. He's only given up one hit, and that was in the second inning. He's retired the last seven hitters for the Flyers. Last one to get on was Nolan Watson. Here's a stretch by Dowd and the 0-2 pitch. Foul back. Count stays 0-2. Outfield straight away for Eddie. Where Sailor's kind of deep in right and left field. Here's a stretch by Dowd and the pitch. Foul into the screen down the right side. No balls and two strikes. Dowd sets. Delivers the 0-2 pitch. Fly ball right side. Going out towards right field. It's headed toward Canellis. And he's got it in foul territory. Two down. Two up, two down. That'll bring up Nolan Watson. Watson one for one. Singled his last time up.
Nolan Watson.
Singled his only time up. He was the last man to reach base for the Flyers. He was stranded at second base. So two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one. Paxton Tomani on deck. Watson drilled his second home run of the year yesterday. Swing and a miss, strike two. No balls and two strikes here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-0 Flyers leading it. Flyers a run, a hit, no errors. The Rams, no runs, a hit, and no errors. Watson was the only one to get a base hit so far today. Check swing, goes around, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number four. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. The end of four complete. Flyers won. And Rams, nothing. Back after this timeout. Jumpson, Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. To the bottom half of the fifth inning we go, or top half of the fifth inning, I'm sorry. It will be Saylor, Walker, and Boza due up for the Rams here in the fifth inning. It's 1-0, Flyers leading it. Shift is on for Saylor. Arias is on the right side of the second base bag. Fennell will deliver the first pitch to Kian Saylor. His fly ball hit out towards Padano. Padano going back and to his right and has it. One up, one down. One pitch, one out. That'll bring up T.J. Walker. Walker reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. Grounded out, ground. Grounded to the second baseman where he stepped on the bag and got Saylor out at first. Pitch just misses inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. But now, 70th pitch coming plateward, and it's outside for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Each team is stranded, two runners, ground ball foul down third base side and into the Fordham bullpen. Saw a scout for the Cleveland Guardians sitting down just to my right. Pitches inside for ball three, 3-2, or 3-1 to count. Fidel's retired the last eight. Pitches in there for called strike two. Both pitchers have settled down. Pitcher's duel here at Warner Field today. There's a windup in the 3-2 pitch. Foul back into the screen. Count stays 3-2. To T.J. Walker with Nico Boza on deck. Called strike 3 as Walker thought it was inside too far. So another strikeout for Connor Pinnell, his 8th strikeout of the game. And that will bring up Nico Boza, who struck out swinging his first time up. Got a barn burner going here today. Here's the windup and the pitch by Fennell. Just misses outside for a ball. Fennell delivers. Ground ball just fell down the third base line. 1-1 the count to Nico Boza with Chris Gennaro on deck. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. 2-1. Flyer bench did not like that call. Of course, they're sitting on the side. They cannot see. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove. Strike 2. 2-2 to count. With 2 down here in the 5th. Nico Boza will step back into the batter's box on the right side, and here Fennell delivers. Just misses high and outside for a ball. 3-2. Fly ball out towards left, and that's down for a base hit. Boza's going to round first and head into second with a stand-up double. That's what hugged the line. So second hit of the game for the Rams, and that'll bring up Chris Gennaro, who struck out his swinging in the third inning. So just Boza and Saylor have hits for the Rams. So now we'll go from the stretch for the first time since the second inning. There's the pitch. Called strike 1. So now looking back at second base, and here's the pitch. In there for called strike 2. 2-2 to count to Chris Gennaro, the shortstop. Boza getting a good lead out at second base. Nobody around him. Mendez wanted to sneak in there behind him, but now backs out. Here's a pitch. Pop up, back out of play. Count stays 0-2. Here's a stretch. Look back at second. Fennell delivers. Throw down to third. They got him dead to right. So Boza's out 2-5 on the throw or put that or pickoff, and that's going to do it for the Rams here in the 5th inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left at the end of 4.5. We're halfway through the Sunday afternoon finale. The Flyers lead at 1-0 here on the Gem City Sports Network. We are your source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network. Back after this timeout.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network.
Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. We do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Paxton Tomani will lead it off for the Flyers here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Paxton struck out his first time up in the second inning. Dowd will go from the stretch once again. Here's a pitch and a fly ball well hit out towards right, but going over to the right fielder and Canellas, he's got it. One pitch, one out. That'll bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal also struck out swinging his first time up. McDougal, left-hander, stepping in. Here's a pitch to him, and there for called strike on the outside corner. McDougal batting right-handed, steps back in. Here's the pitch. Misses outside for a ball. McDougal batting left-handed. There's a stretch by Dowd. And he pitched up high for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Ryan, five home runs already. Pitch is fouled. Dowd sets and delivers a 2-2 pitch. Pop up out towards left field. Saylor coming in a few steps. Underneath it has it. There's two down. The ring of Ivan Arias, who grounded out to short his first time up.
Ivan Arias.
Arias stepping to the plate with two down here in the fifth. Flyers just one hit, and that was by Nolan Watson in the second inning. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one. Dowd is up to 68 pitches now. There's a stretch and the 0-1 pitch coming plateward. Grounder. Up the middle, base hit for Arias. He's going to stop at first. Hit number two for the Flyers. That'll bring up the top of the order in Keegan Calero, who was hit by a pitch and flied out to Saylor out and left.
The left fielder, number 20, Keegan Calero.
Calero coming back after an injury into the starting lineup playing left field. Played his first full game yesterday. Aiden Dowd, the freshman. Here's a pitch. In there for called strike one. Has gone 4 2/3, given up two hits, a run. That was earned. He's walked one, struck out four. That was his 70th pitch. Looking at his pitch comp. Majors they have in their hats. Colleges have them on their wrist. It's over to first base, and Arias dives back in. Puppy. Darius is almost like a leadoff guy at the bottom of the lineup. 0-1 to count. Here's the stretch. Throw over to first. Arias gets back safely. Ivan on the year is 4 or 5 from in the stolen base category. David Mendez on deck. 2 down here in the 5th inning. 1-0 is our score. Here's a stretch by Dowd. Goes over. Arias back safely. Back here again on Tuesday as Northern Kentucky Norris come calling. 3 o'clock first pitch. We'll be on the air at 2:30 here on the Gem City Sports Network. Hope you can join us. Here's a stretch by Dowd. Arias, a good lead over there at first base. Still getting a little bit bigger lead. Here's the pitch. And there for called strike 2. No balls and 2 strikes to David Mendez. Or I take it back. Mendez. No. That's Calero. I'm sorry, Calero. Saw the 0. The 2 looked like a 3 there for a second. No balls, 2 strikes. 2 down here in the 5th. The throw over and Arias back safely. Action down in the Fordham bullpen. Right-hander up. Dowd sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number 5. Get no runs on the hit. No errors. A runner left at the end of 5 complete. It's the Flyers 1 and the Fordham Rams nothing. Back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
One nothing is our score. A run, 2 hits, no errors for the Flyers. No runs, 2 hits, and no errors for the Rams. They will send up Gennaro, Butchero, and Teasy. Do it for the Rams here in inning number 6. Gennaro was at the plate when Boza was thrown out at third base trying to steal. We hope you have enjoyed our coverage of Dayton baseball. We enjoy bringing it to you. I love baseball. And start our high school season next Saturday when the Bodkins Trojans take on the Newton Indians from Newton High School. And they've got a beautiful ballpark up there at Newton High School. Here's a windup by Fennell. And the first pitch to Gennaro is in there for a called strike 1. But no, rocks and fires and a pop-up back out of play. Connor Fennell's gone 5 innings, giving up 2 hits. No runs. 1 walk, 8 strikeouts, 85 pitches coming into this one. Foul back, 0-2. There is action down in the Dayton bullpen. I don't think they'll use... Strike 3. I don't think they'll use Wisman today. Strikeout number 9 for Connor Fennell.
The third baseman, number 28, David Butchero.
Butchero will step to the plate. He's 0 for 2. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Other game going on in the A-10 today. George Washington leads St. Bonaventure in the bottom of the fifth inning, 5-0. And in the top of the seventh, George Mason, here's a swing and a miss, strike two. George Mason leads Richmond 8-4 in the top half of the seventh inning. Not a lot going on today. Pitches a ball. Top 25, just four games. Top of the second inning, number 21 Mississippi State is at number 6 Florida, no score. Here's the pitch. Fly ball right side, Yaman going over into foul territory and has it. There's two down. Second time Butchero has fouled out to Yaman, and that'll bring up Ryan Teasy. Teasy has struck out twice. Bottom of the first inning, North Carolina, number 14 against number 12 Wake Forest. No score. And just about ready to get started in about 35 minutes. Georgia is at Tennessee. And in about an hour, Kentucky is at Ole Miss. It's your scoreboard brought to you by the Gem City Sports Network. Ground ball right to Dobie at third. He's going to fire over to Yaman. Got him. Inning over. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of 5.5, it's the Flyers 1. And the Fordham Rams nothing. Back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com. Or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
A run, two hits, no errors for the Flyers. No runs, two hits, and no errors for the...
Please, now pitching for Fordham. Number 8,
Arik Berg. Arik Berg now pitching for the Rams. Berg was in the other day. Berg making his 13th appearance. He's started one game. He's 3-2 on the year. Pitched 21 2/3 innings, given up 22 hits, 15 runs, all earned. Walked 13, struck out 22, and has a 6.23 ERA. Team bat 259 against him. So, Dowd is done for the day. Goes 5 innings, gives up a run on 2 hits. Arik Berg will step to the mound now for the Fordham Rams.
Leading off for the Flyers, second baseman, number 30, David Mendez.
David Mendez will step to the plate. He is 0-1. He was hit by pitch in the first inning and grounded out the third his last time up. Here's the first pitch to him, and it's back out of play. By Berg outside for a ball. One ball, one strike to count. Dowd goes 5 innings, gives up 2 hits, a run. He's pitching another foul ball out of play. Gives up 2 hits, a run, that was earned. Walked 1, struck out 5. Threw 72 pitches. Berg gets the sign. It's the 1-2 pitch and another ball back out of play. Count stays 1 ball and 2 strikes. to David Mendez leading off here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. Down low for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. That's the first base umpire, Tony Turk. If he went around, he said no. Here's the windup and the pitch by Berg. A swing and a miss, strike three. So Mendez is out on strikes, and that'll bring up Mason Doby. Doby 0 for 1 with a walk and a fly out to left. David Pedano on deck. Nothing, Dayton leading it. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. They got their run in the first inning after Calero and Mendez were hit by pitches. Doby was walked. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Pedano hit into a double play. In the process, Calero came in to score. Here's the one pitch. A 1-1 pitch down. Get out of the way, Pete. Pete was dancing with the stars there, getting out of the way. Ball and two strikes. There's a pitch. Back out of play. Eric Bird out of Encino, California. Fly ball out towards center field. The left fielder, though, calls him off, and there's two down. That'll bring up David Pedano. Pedano's 0 for 2. Grounded into a double play and struck out, but he's also got the lone RBI. Foul back, out of play. Nobody warming up in the Fordham bullpen, but there is action down in the Dayton bullpen. Left-hander and a right-hander both warming up and just getting started. Here's a pitch up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Some coming out here in at Dayton here on this Easter Sunday. Glad you can join us here on the Gem City Sports Network. 1-1 to count. Berg delivers. Called strike at the letters on a breaking pitch. One ball and two strikes. Two down here in the top bottom of the sixth inning. Here's a pitch. Outside ball two. Deuces wild. Two balls and two strikes with two down. Eric Bird getting the sign. Now he rocks and fires the 2-2. Just misses outside for ball three. Pedano went, but he didn't go far enough. Bird winds and fires. Another foul back out of play. We're in the sixth inning, and the game's just an hour and a half old. Love it. Get home in time to watch the Guardians take on the A's today. Called strike three, and David did not think so. So the Flyers go down 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, and we are in a pitcher's duel here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. You score. The Flyers won, and the Rams of Fordham University, nothing. The Dayton Flyers will be playing down at Thayer Ballpark on April the 23rd as they host the Eastern Kentucky University Colonels. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com, or you can purchase them by phone at 937-228-2287. Tickets are $5 for children, 14 and under, and $10 for adults. Students from the University of Dayton will be admitted free of charge, and the RTA Flyer will be able to take them to and from the campus down to Thayer Ballpark. Luxury seats are also available, $300 apiece, and they've been sold out for the last 2 years at least. So get them now. Get them early. Call down there to the Dragons office at 937-228-2287 to reserve your suite for the game on the 23rd versus the Eastern Kentucky University Colonels. They played earlier this year, and the Colonels got shut out by the Flyers 7-0. This will be the fifth time the Flyers have been down to Thayer Ballpark. So we move to the top half of inning number 7, and Fennell is still in there. Canellis, Lutesi, and McAndrews due up here in the 7th inning. Here's a pitch by Fennell. Line drive out towards center field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Hit number 3 for the Rams, and that'll bring up Steve Lutesi, who is 0 for 1 with a walk. He's also stranded at second base. Lutesi will stand in, batting left-handed. Fennell sets. He's getting close to that pitch count where they pitches in there for a called strike. So he's warming up down there. Rush and Hattrop are warming up down in the Dayton bullpen. No balls, one strike. The count to Steve Lutesi, who blasted a home run yesterday. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards right, and that's going to get down. That's going to go almost to the wall. Nice save by Tomaney. It's going to get it in, and they're going to hold the runners. So Canellis goes to third, and Lutesi gets a double. So
catcher, number 37, Tommy McAndrews.
Rams threatening right here in this 7th inning. That'll bring up Tommy McAndrews, who homered in the Friday game. He is 0 for 2 today. So here comes Coach King out, and that could be it for Connor Fennell. Fennell will go 6 innings, give up 4 hits, strike out 9. So King is going to take his time out there. Looking forward to going down to Thayer Ballpark to call that game, and Fennell is coming out. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back in, and when we come back, new pitcher on the mound for the Flyers. We'll have that information for you right after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like
Aiden Tran will be on the mound for the Flyers. Aiden pitched yesterday, thought it was Brush out there, but it was Tran. Tran making his ninth appearance. He's started three games. He's 1-0 on the year. Pitched 17 in the third innings, giving up 14 hits, 9 runs, all earned. Walked 15, struck out 27. Like I said, I think he was in yesterday's game. See if I can find the score sheet from yesterday. There it is. Yeah, Tran pitched two-thirds of an inning, gave up two hits, a run that was earned, and walked one, struck out one. He threw 20 pitches. So he will step in with runners at second and third with nobody out. Tommy McAndrews coming to the plate. He's 0-for-2 on the day. Flyers trying to get out of this one without giving up a run. Tran, the left-hander, delivers, and a fly ball heading out towards right field. That's going to go over the head of Tomasi. Tomani hit the wall, and the Rams have a 2-1 lead. So, double by McAndrews out to right center field gives the Rams a 2-1 lead. That'll bring up Kean Saylor with nobody out. Tran delivers. Bunt going down. Fired at first, got him. Goes 2-4 on the putout. But McAndrews goes to third. They're bringing up T.J. Walker, who has reached on a fielder's choice and struck out. So Flyers find themselves down 2-1 here in the top half of inning number 7. And Coach King coming out once again. This could be situational baseball here. So, King is out there. Two right-handers warming up in the Dayton bullpen. Pitch it outside for a ball. All right. They're warming up. I was just calling Anthony Hatrip on warming up down there. And we're going to have a pitching change here for the Flyers. And the Tran is going to go to two. Hit two batters and won a double. So Tran's done for the day. And new pitcher on the mound is.
Your attention, please. Now pitching for the Flyers.
Austin Brush.
Number 22, Austin Brush.
So we're going to take a timeout. Back with his stats right after this. Football and basketball. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Yeah, back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, Austin Brush coming in, making his ninth appearance. He's pitched 11 innings, has no record. Given up 10 hits, 7 runs, 5 earned, 5 walks, 12 strikeouts, and a 4.09 ERA. So Brush, we'll try and stop the bleeding here. And he will face T.J. Walker with one down. And a runner standing over third base in Tommy McAndrews, who drove in two runs. So the day is done for Connor Fennell. Brush will deliver the first pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one to T.J. Walker. Nico Boza on deck. Flyers giving up two runs here in the seventh inning, trailing now 2-1. Here's the pitch. Grounder to Arias. Over to first, got him. Arias was backing up Dobie. Got him out at first, and that'll bring up Nico Boza, who doubled his last time up out to left field down the line. So he's one for two. He's also struck out. Chris Gennaro on deck. There's a stretch by Brush, and he delivers. This is inside for a ball. No ball, no strikes. Back here again on Tuesday with Northern Kentucky coming into town. There's a stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Up high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes to count with two down here in the top of the seventh inning. Two runs in. There's a stretch by Brush. He delivers a 2-0. And a swing and a miss. Strike one. Two balls, one strike with two down here in the top of the seventh inning. Brush staring at his wrist. Now he sets and looks over third base. Rocks and fires a 2-1. In there for called strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two runs in. 2-1 is our score. Flyers trailing it. They've led the entire way. They scored a run in the bottom of the first inning. Haven't even come close since then. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Flyers are out of the inning. But they give up two runs on one, two. On three hits, there were no errors and a runner left on at the end of six and a half. It's the Flyers trailing 2-1. Back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the...
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. The Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Today, bottom of the seventh inning, the Flyers send up Eddie Yaman, Nolan Watson, and Paxton Tomaney to the plate. Here in the seventh inning, they find themselves down 2-1. Yaman takes first pitch for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Two runs, five hits, no errors for the Rams. A run, two hit, no errors for the Flyers. Rubber match of the game, of the season. The ground ball, third base side. They fire over to first, and it's off line. Yaman is safe. Base hit. The third baseman, Buchero, had to go to his right.
16, Nolan Watson.
So maybe that's the start of something. Nolan Watson will step in. He is one for two on the day. Grounded out, or singled to left his first time up, and then struck out. 2-1 is our score. Here in the seventh. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, third base side, foul. The ball's in a strike to Nolan Watson. Paxton Tomani on deck. There's a stretch in the pitch. Oh, he throws over to first. Eddie was not that far off the bag. So Yaman leads off the inning with a base hit. That's what happened in the top of the inning, and they got two runs. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball one. One ball and one strike to Nolan Watson. There's a stretch by Berg and a pitch and a fly ball. Well, hit out towards right. Going back, going back. See you later. A two-run homer for Nolan Watson. Home run number three on the year. Boom! That'll bring up Paxton Tomani. With nobody on and nobody out here in the seventh inning. Takes first pitch for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Dayton told Foreman, if you can do two, if you can get two, we can get two. So 3-2 now. Foul back into the screen. Counts goes to one ball, one strike. So Watson put a charge into a ball out towards left. And it went right between the scoreboard and the fence. Fell right between there. Here's a pitch. In there for called strike two. A ball and two strikes with nobody out here in the seventh inning. Tomani swings and misses. Strike three. That'll bring up Ryan McDougal. Ryan McDougal over two on the day for him. Struck out and fly to left. So McDougal, left-hander standing in. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Flyers get a run in the first. Fordham gets two in the seventh. There's a pop-up back out of play. Third baseman going over and drops it. He went all the way to the fence and dropped it. So it's one ball, one strike with one out. Ryan McDougal will step to the plate once again. Ivan Arias on deck. Swing and a miss by McDougal. One ball and two strikes. Here's a windup and a 1-2. Swing and a miss, and ball falls out of the catcher's glove, put out to 2-3. That'll bring up Ivan Arias, who singled to center his last time up. He's one for two. Flyers lead at 3-2. on a two-run homer by Nolan Watson. Pitches outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Keegan Calero on deck. There's a line drive out towards left, but that's going to go foul. Into the bullpen and over the fence. One ball, one strike with two down here in the seventh inning. Two runs in. On a two-run homer by Nolan Watson. Burke delivers and a fly ball hit out towards center field, but right at the center fielder, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number seven. But they get two runs on two hits. There were no errors and nobody left on, and at the end of seven complete here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, it's the Dayton Flyers 3 and the Fordham Rams 2. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Everybody buckle up. Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on. Buckle up.
Everybody
buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Bum, 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 bum.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on. Buckle up.
Everybody
buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We move to the top half of inning number 8. The Flyers leading at 3-2, getting a two-run homer from Nolan Watson in the bottom of the 7th inning. After the Rams got 2 in the top of the 7th, the Rams come calling here in the 8th. They have 9-1-2. Gennaro, Butchero, and Teasy do up for the Rams here in inning number 8. Austin Brush back on the mound for the Flyers. He's right now is the pitcher of record, as is Arik Bird for the Rams. Rush goes from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Rush staring at his wrist. Now here's the stretch and the 0-1 pitch. Down low and outside. Rush, a senior from St. Louis, Missouri, 6'2", 200-pounder. They'll be going over there in May to St. Louis. Flyers will. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. St. Louis was just there. Took the series over there with Rhode Island. Padano way over in center field. Here's the pitch. Grounder into center, into left field for a base hit. So Gennaro is on with his first hit of the game. Sixth hit of the game for the Rams. That'll bring up the top of the order, Daniel Butchero. Butchero is 0-for-3. Flied to first baseman Yaman twice and then flied out to Padano. Rush trying to close it out for the win, and time is called as Jason King is going to come out, and he might be taking out Rush, or just giving who's down there now. Anthony Hattrick more time to warm up, but he's been warming up a lot today, so he's probably good and warm. So here comes the Michael Rash out to talk to the dip, and that's going to do it for Rush. And we're going to have a pitching change. We'll be right back with more after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Anthony Hattrop on the mound for the Flyers. Hattrop is 1-0 on the year. He's pitched 11 and two-thirds innings, given up 15 hits, 12 runs, 9 of them earned, walked 5, struck out 10. Has a 6.94 ERA. So here we go, top of the order, Daniel Buchero, 0-for-3. So Hattrop going to try and keep Gennaro at first base. First pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Game was moving along just nicely. Yeah, I know. I just jinxed myself. We play here in the top half of the eighth inning. Hattrop delivers. Called strike one. One ball, one strike. Give a shout out to Paxton Tomani's dad, Chris, listening in. To the broadcast today. Here's Hattrop. Delivers a one ball, one strike pitch and falls out of play. The ball and two strikes the count to Daniel Buchero. Hattrop takes a look over at first base. Gennaro getting a good lead over there, being held on by Eddie Yaman. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes to count. Two and two the count as Hattrop gets a sign from the dugout. Now he stretches and looks over at first base. Outside for ball three, 3-2 the count. Nobody out. Double barrel action down in the Dayton bullpen right now. There's a stretch by Hattrop and a payoff pitch coming plateward. Oh, he's going to throw over the first. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out here in the eighth inning. Flyers leading it 3-2. Here's the pitch. Runner goes, and a fly ball hit out towards right. Tomani. And that ball is out of here. Home run. So a two-run homer by Daniel Buturo. Gives the Rams a 4-3 lead. So Ryan Teasy will step to the plate. Teasy on the day is 0-3. So the Rams have come alive here in this last two innings. Here's a pitch and a swing and a foul tip at the plate. 0-1. See, it never fails. You say the game's going in a pretty good pace, and look what happens. Here's the pitch by Hatrick. Swing and a miss. Game just 2 hours old. Hatrick will go from the stretch. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And Zert for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two runs in. Nobody on. Hatrick rocks and fires. Outside ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Hatrick will set and deliver the 2-2 pitch. Fly ball out towards right. Tomani on his horse going over to his right, and it's out of play. Count stays 2-2. Outfield in just a little bit for Ryan Teasy, who is 0-3, struck out twice and grounded a third. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. So Teasy down on strikes, and that'll bring up Andrew Canullis, who singled in the seventh inning and scored on the double by Lutesi. Or no, on the double by McAndrews. Hatrick will deliver. Swing and a miss. Strike one by Canellis. No balls, one strike, one out here in the top of the eighth inning. 4-3 with Fordham leading it. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. A two-run homer to right field for Daniel Buturo. Ball just barely got over the fence, but that's all it needed to do. Pitches in there for called strike two. Ball and two strikes with one down. To Andrew Canellis, the right fielder. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Two down. That'll bring up Steve Lutesi, who is 1-for-2. He's doubled, fly to right, and walked. He also scored a run. Lutesi hit a home run yesterday. Four three is our score. Here's the pitch. Line drive right past. Right past the first baseman, Yaman, and goes all the way to the wall. Lutesi's going to stop at second base with a double, his second of the inning of the game. That could be a single and an error. You're going to give him a single. They bring up Tommy McAndrews. McAndrews doubled down the doubled in two runs as Coach King is coming out once again. Two pitchers warming up in the bullpen. And coming in will be Michael Fortas. So we're going to take a break. Back after this timeout, you're listening to the Dayton Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Michael Fortas in on the mound for the Flyers, making his 10th appearance. He's pitched 9 in the third innings, given up 10 hits, 6 runs, all earned, walked 8, struck out 13. He's got one save to his name and got a 5.79 ERA. Fortas, a junior from West Broward, Florida. Right-hand pitcher, 6'1", 205. Two down here in the eighth inning, two runs in, and a 4-3 Fordham lead. Nick Andrews will come to the plate. Fortas will deliver. Here's the pitch. High and inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. McAndrews doubled in the two runs in the seventh inning to give the Rams a 2-1 lead. But then the Flyers came back on a two-run homer by Nolan Watson. Took the lead, and now a two-run homer by Daniel Bucciro has given the Rams a lead. Foul back, one and one to count. Fortas will set. Checks the runner back at second base and deliver the 1-1. Line drive right back at him. Goes off his glove over to Mendez, over to second, over to first. That's going to do it. It's going to go 1-4-3 on the put out. And that's going to do it for the Rams here in the eighth inning. They get two runs, though, on three hits. No errors and a runner left. And at the end of 7.5, it's the Rams of Fordham University 4 and the Dayton Flyers 3 back after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
To the bottom half of the eighth inning we go. And the Flyers will send up the top of the order in Calero, Mendez, and Dobie. Arik Berg still out on the mound for the Rams.
Leading off for the Flyers, the left fielder, number 20, Keegan Calero.
So Keegan Calero will step to the plate. He is 0-for-2 when he's hit by a pitch and scored a run. Scored the first run of the game, as a matter of fact. Here's the pitch by Arik. Berg, and it's in the dirt for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Berg in his third inning of work. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike one. Berg has pitched two innings, given up two hits, two runs, both earned. Struck out four and has not walked a batter. And that two runs came on a home run. Here's a ground. Nice bunt by Calero. He's got the speed, and they throw it away. Ball's going to go into right field. Calero's going to go into second base. And he's on there. So it's going to be an error on the third baseman. And Calero's going to go down to second, and he's the tying run standing out at second base.
Second baseman, number 30, David Mendez.
So David Mendez will come to the plate. This game is far from being over, folks. Mendez, he was also hit by a pitch in the first inning. Since then, he's grounded out and struck out. 4 runs, 8 hits, and an error for the Rams. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Flyers. So Mendez will step to the plate. Freshman from Aldi, Virginia, will step to the plate with a runner at second base. Berg fakes a throw back to second. Gennaro was there. So the Flyers need two to take the lead, one to tie. Pitches in there for a called strike one. Keegan Calero is out there on second base, the tying run. Nobody warming up in the Fordham bullpen. Double barrel action down in the Dayton bullpen. Here's the pitch. Goes around. Strike two. No balls and two strikes to David Mendez with Mason Dobie on deck. Back here again on Tuesday as the Northern Kentucky Norris come calling. 3 o'clock, first pitch. Here's a stretch. Look back at second, and he fires and almost hit him. It's way inside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball gets away from the catcher, but not far enough for Calero to even think about going. 2 balls and two strikes with nobody out, tying run standing at second base. Wind blowing out towards right field. Berg looks back at second a couple of times and delivers and pitches high and inside, way inside, over the head of Mendez. It's 3 balls and two strikes. Still nobody warming up in the Fordham bullpen. Berg checks his comp and now delivers. Up high, ball four, so runners are at first and second base. First two of reach. That'll bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie has walked, fly to left twice.
Mason Dobie.
So here comes the pitching coach for Fordham. Out to the mound. Don't know who the pitching coach is. They didn't give a name. Nobody warming up, so Burke's going to stay out there. The umpire letting Gump go for a good bit of time. So the meeting breaks up on the mound, and they will come back to the plate. So Calera will go back to second base. Mendez to first. Dobie comes to the plate. Time called. Here's a stretch and the pitch. This is inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Bird getting the sign. Now he sets and looks back at second base. Calero not too far off the bag. Here's a pop up on the infield. Infield fly rule called, and shortstop Gennaro has it.
Center fielder, number nine.
That'll bring up David Pedano.
Pedano
grounded into a double play, but got credited for an RBI in the first inning. And he struck out twice since then. One out here in the eighth inning. Here's a pitch. Runners go. They throw down to second, and a double steal works. Calero goes to third. Mendez to second. That'll be Calero's first stolen base of the year, and Mendez is perfect at 8 of 8. So one down with a 1-0 count. Or nobody out. Yeah, one down with... one ball and no strikes to David Pedano. Eddie Yaman on deck. It's pitched. Misses low for a ball. One ball or two balls and no strikes. The go-ahead run now is out at second base and David Mendez. So base hit could get him in. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play, 2-1. They are giving him a huge gap out in left center field and also down the left field line. Center fielder Teasy is way over in center. Here's the pitch. Inside for ball three, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Flyers trail at 4-3. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Grounder, third base slide, and foul. Count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, 2 strikes, one down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards right. That's going to get down. That could get two in. It gets the tying run in, and Calero and Mendez stops at third. Padano, a base hit RBI, and an RBI gives the Flyers a tie now at four apiece. Eddie Yaman coming to the plate. He singled and scored the last time on the home run by Nolan Watson. Still nobody warming up in the Fordham bullpen. Yama coming to the plate. And the go-ahead run standing 90 feet away. Flyers got a run in the first. Then they scored two in the seventh, one here in the eighth. Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit into center, left field. Here comes Mendez in to score, and Yaman has an RBI single and gives the Flyers a 5-4 lead. Padano stops at second. And Watson will come to the plate. Waddy belted a home run his last time up. Still nobody warming up in the Florida bullpen, so I guess it's Berg's game to win or lose. So it's now 5-4, Dayton leading it. Go back to second. Padano gets back safely. So Padano at second, Yaman at first. They both got base hits. They both drove in runs. Two pitchers warming up in the Dayton bullpen. They're warm. Runners go. They fly down, fire down to second, and they got him at second. They got Yaman at second base, but Padano goes into third. 2-4 on the putout. So Yaman is down. Two down now as Nolan Watson steps back to the plate with a 1-0 count. Paxton Tomaney next. One ball, no strikes, two down. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. One ball, one strike with two down. Turned out to be a gorgeous Easter Sunday afternoon, but storms are on their way for tonight. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards left. And going back as left fielder. And they got it. So, the Flyers, they get two runs on two hits. There was an error and a runner left on at the end of eight complete. It's the Flyers 5 and the Rams 2, or Rams 4. As Nick Wissman will come in to close it out right here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
defensive changes for the Flyers, as going into pitch will be Nick Wissman. Mendez will go to left field. Arias to second, and Daniels comes in to play short. So Nick Wissman will try to close it out, get the save. Wissman in yesterday. Here's the pitch. I don't think he was in yesterday. I think he was in the day before, though. Here's the pitch. This is low for ball, two balls and no strikes. So Westman back in. Two balls and no strikes to count to the leadoff hitter here in the ninth inning. Here's a ground ball over the head of Doby by Saylor. So the tying run is standing at first base. That'll bring up T.J. Walker. No.
Your attention, bring up, please, now batting for Fordham. Number 25, Henry Polinski.
Henry Polinski will step to the plate. He batted yesterday. So Polinski will stand in. Batting 217. Flyers looking for a double play. Here's a ground ball to the third baseman. Over to second for one. Over to first, not in time. But they got the lead runner. So two, one down. That'll bring up Nico Boza.
Need a man through. Second. Should be a double play.
Okay. Whatever he said. One down here in the ninth inning. Diguez is now running at first base. So Wissman wants to get a ground ball. Here's the pitch. Just missed it outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Wissman staring in, gets the sign. Now he sets, looks over at first base. Delivers. In there for called strike one. One ball, one strike, one down. Tying run, standing over at first base. Flyers trying to win this series. 1-1 count. Wissman looking over at first base. Now he rocks and fires, and a foul back. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, or a ball and two strikes to count to Nico Boza, who has 1-for-3, doubled in the fifth. There's a pitch. Line drive out towards Padano. That's going to get down. A couple bounces to him, and stopping at second base will be the pinch runner in Diguez.
Shortstop number 5, Pucinero.
So Boza gets on. He's the go-ahead run. Gennaro standing in. He singled his last time up, scored on the home run by Butchero. And now they're going to have a meeting of the minds over here on the left field, or on the front of the third base dugout. One down here in the top of the ninth inning. 5-4 Flyers lead it. I guess the tying run, Boza, the go-ahead run. So now, Gennaro will step to the plate. Runners at first and second, one out. Flyers looking for a game-ending double play. They're all in double play depth, except for Yaman. He's back. Here's the pitch. Just misses inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. The count to Chris Gennaro. On deck, Daniel Bucciro. One ball, no strikes. One down here in the ninth. Wisman sets. Rocks and fires a bunt, and it's fouled, tipped. 1-1 to count. So it's Yaman, Arias, Daniels, and Doby, the infield. Mendez, Padano, and Tomani, the outfield. Watson remains behind the plate. This time, Wisman's on the mound. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners at first and second. Tying run standing out at second base. As Wisman stares in, he's got 5 seconds to deliver. He's going to throw back. Dagas gets back. Okay. One ball, one strike as Wisman sets. One down. Here's the pitch. Fly ball back out of play. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Gennaro standing back in. Wisman delivers. Inside for ball two. Two balls, two strikes to count. Patrick will get the win, I believe. Here's a stretch. And the 2-2 pitch. Just misses inside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes with one down. Four runs, 10 hits, an error for the Rams. Five runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Flyers. Wisman trying to close it out. Get his fifth save. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Foul to plate. Count stays 3-2. Trying to get a sixth save. Sorry, six. Wisman sets. He'll check the runner back at second base. Dagas has a good lead. Here's the pitch. Foul ball into the screen. Count. Gennaro staying alive. Twelve to two on Friday. Fordham wins it. 12-6 yesterday. The Flyers win it. 5-4 Flyers today. There's the pitch. Grounder into right field for a base hit. Here comes the tying run. It comes a throw in, and we're tied up. Gennaro gets an RBI base hit. Bozak goes over to third as Dagas comes in to score.
The third baseman, number 28, Daniel Bucciro.
So Bucciro will come in to hit. He hit a two-run homer in the eighth inning to give the Rams a 6-5 lead. So now there is action down in the Dayton bullpen. There's a stretch by Wisman, and he delivers. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. Still just one down here in the ninth. Flyers will get a bat in the ninth inning, and looking ahead to that, it'll be Tomani, McDougal, and Arias. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. One run in here in the ninth. One out, runner at third base. And Nico Boza with Gennaro standing at first base. Wisman sets and delivers. Foul back into the screen. Count stays 0-2. Wisman, the closer, has given up a run to make it tied. There's a stretch and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Watson. And Butchero is out on strike. So two down. That'll bring up Ryan Teasy. Teasy 0-4 today. He struck out three times and grounded out to
center fielder number one, Ryan,
to Doby. Matt Johnson is out warming up in the Dayton bullpen in case he is needed. Wisman delivers. Just misses a little high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. First at base umpire saying something to the Dayton bullpen about getting a spotter out there. Here's a line drive out towards right and out of play. So Wisman delivers the 1-1 pitch. Runners at first and third with two down. Here's the pitch. Grounder to Daniels. Fires over to first. Got him! So, Teasy is out. We're tied up. They get a run on two hits. No errors. And two runners left on. At the end of 8.5, it's the Flyers 5 and the Fordham Rams 5. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, we're tied up at 5 apiece. Omar Daniels will come to the plate to bat for Paxton Tomani.
Your attention, please. Leading off for the Flyers, number 7, Omar Daniels.
Daniels batting for Tomani. Tomani was 0-3 with two strikeouts and a flyout. Omar coming in. Takes first pitch for a ball. Omar batting 160 with no home runs, three runs. Here's a foul back out of play. No RBIs. He's due. No balls in a strike, or one ball and one strike to Daniels. McDougal on deck. Foul back into the screen. A ball and two strikes. Arik Berg out there. There is action down in the bullpen, both sides. Berg delivers. Line drive out towards right. That's going to get caught. Nice job by Canellis out in right field. That's going to bring Ryan McDougal to the plate. No, I take that back. It is going to bring Mike Adair.
Your attention, please. Pinch hitting for the Flyers, number 34, Michael Adair.
So Adair will be brought to the plate. McDougal will sit down. Berg delivers. Pitches in there for a called strike. Adair was our player profile. Here's a windup in the 0-1 pitch. Foul back out of play, 0-2. We're tied at 5. 5 runs, 11 hits, and an error for the Rams. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Flyers. One down here in the ninth. Mike Adair standing in. Hitting for McDougal. McDougal had sat down, was 0-for-3. Here's the pitch. And that hit him. Or that was a foul ball. Count stays 0-2. Looked like it almost hit him, but hit the bat. Outfield deep for Adair. For Adair. There's a windup and the 0-2 pitch. Inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Adair batting 263 with a home run, 13 runs batted in. Grounder to the second baseman. Bobbles it, picks it up, fires over to first. Two down. Gonna bring up Ivan Arias.
Shortstop, number 5.
Ivan is 1-for-3. Ivan singled in the fifth inning, was stranded at first. He's 1-for-3. We're tied at 5. So play here in the bottom of the ninth inning. There's the pitch. Up high for a ball. Johnson may come in. There's a pitch. This is outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes to Ivan Arias with Keegan Calero on deck. Delivered by Berg. Inside, ball 3. Three balls, no strikes. Two down here in the ninth inning. Ivan Arias at the plate. Here's the 3-0 pitch. In there for a called strike 1. Berg gets a sign. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Ball 4. Arias is on with a base with a walk. So that'll bring up Keegan Calero.
The left fielder, number 20, Keegan Calero.
Calero's been hit by a pitch. Flied out to left, struck out, and reached on an error in the eighth by the third baseman. So Calero will stand in with two out and a runner at first. The winning run at first base. He's pitching a ground ball third base side. Over the first, Bucherri, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the ninth. They get no runs on no hits. There were no errors. Two runners left, or one runner left at the end of... 9 complete. We go extra. Flyers 5 and the Rams 5. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. The Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Quistman back out on the mound for the Flyers. And that'll bring up Andrew Canellis, Steve Lutasi, and Tommy McAndrews for the Rams here in the 10th inning. Canellis singled in the 7th inning and scored. Otherwise, he is, well, he's 1-for-4. Struck out 3 times swinging. Here's the pitch by Wisman in there for, this is high for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Did he call it a strike? No. A ball and no strikes to count to the leadoff hitter, Canellis, here in the 10th. Here's the pitch. Called strike one. Wisman on the mound, goes from the stretch. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one, two. Ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, the count to the leadoff hitter here in the 9th inning, and Andrew Canellis. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and a ground ball third base side, and that's foul. Count stays 1-2. I would think Nick is on a very short leash with two pitchers warming up in the Dayton bullpen. Matt Johnson's one of them. And Jacob Vesco is the other. Here's a pitch and a pop-up right side, but out of play. Day started out kind of gloomy. Now it's warm. It's nice out. Nick Wisman getting the sign. Here's the stretch. And the pitch. Ground it right to the second baseman. Over to first. Arias. Get him out.
The first baseman, number 40, Steve Lutasi.
Steve Lutasi is 2-for-2. He's got 2 doubles. His last 2 times up, he's 2-for-3. One down here in the 10th. Got 10 seconds to throw. Wisman rocks and fires. And therefore called strike one. Oh, and one to count to Lutasi with McAndrews on deck. Here's a stretch and the 0-1. Just misses low and outside for ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike. Here's a stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Fordham got 2 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th, and 1 in the 9th. The Flyers had 1 in the 1st, 2 in the 7th, and 2 in the 8th. We're tied up at 5 apiece. 5, 11, and 1 for the Fordham. Here's a pitch and a ground ball right past Arias out to short. He was over towards, he's on the right side of the bag. So a base hit for Lutezi, and they go ahead and run standing out at first base. And here comes Coach King, and I would think that would be it for Nick Wisman. Nick couldn't get it done today. He's had a couple of rough outings. So Wisman will probably sit down. Two pitchers are warming. No, he's going to stay in there. He's going to stay with him. And Tommy McAndrews will come to the plate. McAndrews is 1-4-4. He doubled in the seventh inning. He doubled in a couple of runs that gave the Rams a 3-2 lead. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. They are warmed up in the Dayton bullpen. Wisman takes a peek over at first base. Now he sets. Delivers the 1-0. Ground ball foul into the empty bullpen down the left field side. The Fordham bullpen. Nobody warming up. When the Flyers come to the plate, they will have Mendez, Dobie, and Padano. There's a stretch by Wisman. Looks over at first base and delivers the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. One down here in the 10th. One ball, two strikes, one out. Here's a pitch and a foul back out of play. Count stays 1-2. Little free baseball here at Warner Field. Wisman up to 33 pitches already. It's a stretch, and they 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that will bring up Kean Saylor. Saylor singled his last time up in the ninth inning. He is 2-for-4 on the day.
The left fielder, number 7, Kean Saylor.
So Saylor will step to the plate with two down. The tying run standing over at first base, or the go-ahead run in Lutezi at first base. Here's the pitch. Grounder right to Yaman. Steps on the bag. Flyers coming to the plate. No runs on a hit. No errors. A runner left at the end of 9.5. It's the Flyers and the Rams tied up at 5 apiece. Back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free.
We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
5-5 is our score as we play here in the bottom of the 10th inning. 5 runs with 12 hits and an error for the Rams. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Flyers. It'll be 2-3-4 for the Flyers as they come to the plate here in the 10th. Be David Mendez, Mason Dobie, and David Pedano. With Eddie Yaman lurking, if somebody were to get on.
David Mendez.
So Mendez will come to the plate. So here's a windup in the pitch by Berg and a fly ball heading out towards second base or shortstop. And shortstop has it. One up, one down. That'll bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie on today is 0-3. Walked in the first, flied to left twice, and flied to shortstop. Dobie's got the power. As does Pedano. Pedano's got the speed. Outside ball one. There's action down in the Fordham bullpen now. No action down in the Dayton bullpen. There's the windup in the 1-0 pitch. High and outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Pedano on deck. There's a windup and a pitch by Berg. In there for called strike. One ball, one strike, the count. Two balls, one strike, one out. Berg getting the sign. Here's the windup and the 2-1 pitch. Fly ball towards right. Going back, it's just right fielder. Going back. Mason Dobie. A walk-off home run for Mason Dobie. He is getting mobbed and drenched at the plate. Holy cow. What a way to end the game.
Final score
of today's game. Ball went out to right center field, cleared the 375 mark, and the Flyers win it. 6-5.
Five runs on 12 hits and one error for the Flyers. 6 runs on 7 hits and no errors. Fans, we thank you for attending today's game.
No, the winning pitch is going to be Wiseman. The loser will be Berg.
Northern Kentucky.
Wow. What a game.
3 p.m.
Now they shake hands at the middle of the diamond, and that's the way it should be. So the Flyers win at 6-5. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Flyers. 5 runs, 12 hits, and an error for the Rams. Winning pitcher is Nick Wiseman. The losing pitcher will be Arik Berg. So, what a way to win. So the Flyers, they improved to 17-11. And the Rams fall to 7-17. But that's going to do it for us. We'll be back here on Tuesday, weather permitting, as the Flyers will take on Northern Kentucky. He's still getting mobbed. So 6-5, your final score. They didn't have enough hits on the board. It was six runs on 8 hits, no errors, 5 left for the Flyers, 5 runs, 12 hits, an error, and 7 left for the Rams. So that's going to do it for us. We'll talk to you Tuesday. Happy Easter, everybody. This is Doug Brown saying so long. Once again, your final score, the Flyers win it in 10. 6-5. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to UD Baseball. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of UD Flyer Baseball, right here on the Gem City Sports Network.